It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Justin Bieber. His vows with his beautiful wifey, Hailey Bieber, have been revealed. And here's Hailey talking about their big day.
Everything happened the exact way it was supposed to. I really believe that. Even all the little mishaps that might have happened and us stumbling over our words and whatever it was, I think that it was so meant to be.
I pronounce that they are husband and wife together in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wow, so these two really being transparent and opening up. This is the latest episode of his documentary series, Seasons. And then Bieber goes on to say that he and Hailey just like to Netflix and chill, more on the chill. We're picking up what you're laying down, Biebs, okay?
Yummy, yummy.
Yes, well, Snoop D-O-double-G apologizing to Gayle King over that rant he made, being very upset at her over her Kobe Bryant comments.
Two wrongs don't make no right. When you're wrong, you gotta fix it. I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked. I should have handled it way different than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful. I apologize. Hopefully we can sit down and talk privately.
All right, Snoop Dogg, quit being disrespectful and, like, record better audio, because that was disrespectful to my ears.
Well, that was via his Instagram, apologizing to Gayle King, and this is what he's apologizing for.
Gayle King, we expect more from you, Gayle. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one? Funky dog head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my homeboy's reputation, punk mother. Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Okay, because that was over an interview she did with basketball star Lisa Leslie. I wonder if Oprah reached out and he was like, ooh, because Gayle's bestie is the most powerful woman.
Yeah, Oprah's like, I will end you.
But good for Snoop. I'm glad he had a change of heart and he's taking it back. And he probably shouldn't have gone public when he was so heated at that point. So a good example for us all. Also a good example for us all, LeBron James. So he opened the I Promise School 2 years ago in an elementary school in Akron, Ohio to help at-risk children. And yesterday, taking it one step farther at Kent State University, he announced he was giving free college tuition for 4 years to all eligible students of the first I Promise graduating class.
And when you reach under your seat, you're going to find an envelope. And so as you open that envelope, what you're going to see is that we're announcing today that we will guarantee your tuition will be free at Kent State University and your first year of room and board free.
How incredible. 193 students will receive tuition that value around $11,000.
Dang.
A year.
Who's going to give me some stuff for free? I want that. That sounds awesome.
LeBron doing great things. That is so cool. And if you were a fan back in the day of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with Rick Moranis, it's coming back after a 24-year hiatus. Rick Moranis is rebooting it, baby.
Yes, nothing like being shrunk and falling into all kinds of places.
But 24 years ago, he was like the hottest thing, and now he's like, okay, I'm ready to come back. He lost his wife, and he took a break from Hollywood, but Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the reboot, will be featured on Disney Plus.
Okay, well then, got that, so we'll have to check that on out. I hope it's good.
The stud known as Rick Moranis.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM, now to 52140.
On Thursdays, we like to do a little something called group therapy to try to help people out, and today, McKenzie, we'll be talking to Matthew.
Aw, this is so sweet. He's reaching out about the one that got away.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes. You can help him out. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.